Hey fans, the podcast you're about to hear is a recording from our live Facebook video all about Marvel. Check it out and be sure to join us for our next episode. What's up, Facebook and Instagram? Hi to both of you. This is weird. We have two cameras on us.
Yep.
So, my name is Nick.
I'm Crystal.
And we just started a new podcast called...
My Drunken Fandom. Okay, that was a weird way of saying it, but yes.
We started a new podcast called My Drunken Fandom. Mm-hmm. All about us just talking about our favorite nerd theories, our favorite fandoms, and getting a little bit to drink on the way.
Cheers.
We want to play a little game. Unless you've been living under a rock for the past 10 years, you know that the new big villain for Marvel is Thanos.
Thanos.
And the new Infinity War.
Well, I mean, it's not new. It's just coming out.
Well, it's coming out.
So what we're going to do on this podcast is we're just going to kind of go through. These are all the Marvel characters. And we're going to check off to see who we think is going to die in the Infinity War.
So there's like a small chance that we're going to have some people dying in the next...
A small chance.
A small chance.
It's a war.
In the next Avengers movie. I took out some characters like Mantis and Captain Marvel just to make things a little easier. So I kind of kept it to the main characters we see on screen. So there's about 20 people we got on here. We got like Iron Man, Hulk, Vision, Gamora, Nebula... Tons of characters who...
Bucky!
Bucky's on there. So
Black Panther on here?
Yes, Black Panther is on there.
Did you spell check this?
No, I did not. But I pulled it from another source, so if I'm wrong, they're wrong. Mm.
That's a great way to reference this. You definitely went to Texas Tech, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, so... I don't really know a whole lot about Infinity War. All I know is it's just going to be all of the Marvel characters that we know and love. So it's just all of them coming together to fight Thanos, right?
So we've got all of our characters coming together from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. In the comics, this does happen, sort of. Thanos, who is like the god, like the giant space god, most powerful guy in the world, has...
The multiverse.
He has the gauntlet, and with it has the stones, the Infinity Stones, which give him lots of power.
No, actually, he has the gauntlet, but he has, what, two stones already? And he's trying to fill it in so that he can become the most powerful person. Yes.
He's already pretty powerful, though.
He's pretty powerful. And he's purple.
He is purple. But we've already seen a lot of the stones, so we've seen the stone in... Loki has one stone. Vision has another. Scarlet Witch, she got her powers from that same stone, by the way. Yeah, that's where she draws her powers, which explains why she's also able to overpower Vision in the, what was it, Civil War?
I just thought it's because they have the hots for each other.
Well, there's that.
Like, they want their own little witchy family.
Yeah.
And do all this little crazy stuff together.
I mean, what kind of relationship, what kind of babies would they have? Can they even have babies?
I don't know. We're not going that far into this.
So, and then we've also seen another stone in Guardians of the Galaxy. The one that eventually...
The one that they all had to hold each other because if it was just one person, they'd all just...
Yeah, they'd all explode.
So I don't know what the other ones are. They all have like specific names too.
They all have different stones. There's the, I'm going to ruin this, the Space Stone, the Time Stone, the Mind Stone, the
Which is where we get Vision, right?
Yeah, Vision's from the Mind Stone. I don't remember them all off the top of my head. What superpower would you want to have?
To fly.
Teleportation. Easy.
Fly.
Teleportation's way better than flying.
Yeah, but that's not exciting. Like, you can't, like, look over pastures and be like, oh, it's so pretty. You just be like, there.
No, I'd teleport into a bank, steal all the money, then I would buy a plane and I could fly over.
You're not clever enough. You would, like, get into the bank and, like, trip over the tripwire and then you'd be caught and then they'd already know your face and then you're like, oh, yeah, I could teleport and then get out of here.
Yeah,
totally. That's how it's going to end up.
Probably.
Okay. So, okay. So before we get into like all that, who are your top three favorite Marvel characters?
Ooh. Top three favorite. Doctor Strange, easily up there. Mm-hmm. Marvel characters. Can Deadpool be up there?
He's Marvel, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Deadpool's definitely up there. He's easily my
favorite. I thought that was going to be your number one.
I thought we were considering like Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Marvel. I'm talking Marvel. I said Marvel.
Okay.
That even goes into X-Men, right?
Oh, that's too big of a list.
They gotta throw a curveball at you.
So definitely Deadpool is up there. Doctor Strange is still up there. I like him.
All right. Who's your third one?
I don't know.
I feel like it'd be this one.
Star-Lord. But I like him in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's the only place I discovered him. What about you?
Who do I like?
Also like Thor. Thor's pretty great.
Well, if we're going into the X-Men, I mean, we got Logan. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, Hugh Jackman. So.
Yes.
I also really like Storm.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. So those are two. And then... I don't know. There's so many.
Gamora.
Meh.
You don't like her?
She's just a bitch. She is. Like, she's like, I must do the right thing. And I'm just like, girl, calm down. Like, it's serious. It's not that serious. Like, so. Mm-hmm. Black Widow. I love Black Widow.
Okay. Didn't see that one coming.
Is that three?
That's three.
Because I would say if I, you know, just another one, just because I like to break my own rules. Domino. Just because I dressed up as Domino for Halloween.
Yeah.
And she's Deadpool's counterpart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have to post pictures of that. Of our...
Oh, yeah.
We should definitely
do
that.
So we actually last Halloween, he dressed up as Deadpool in a Deadpool onesie instead of like an actual costume. And whereas I like went all out and I did Domino, but like I did like the old school Domino. So I had like the black pleather outfit and heels, and I did my white face and the black eye, did the black lipstick, the whole shebang. And I also have to put on there that Ryan Reynolds liked the picture, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, on Twitter. Right. So
Ryan Reynolds liked a picture of her.
Twitter famous for a little bit, and so there's that.
I intentionally try to be Twitter famous, and you took one picture and you became instantly more famous than I was.
Because of my butt.
Mm. She's got very shareable ass.
TMI. Okay, so enough of me.
All right, so here's how the game works. Okay. I take turns taking one off the list. And once someone is picked, you can't pick them.
What?
And if I pick Loki, you can't pick Loki.
You did not give me the rules beforehand,
I'm giving
sir.
You the rules now. You have them now.
So how many do we pick?
Five.
Five.
You have to pick five.
These are the people we think are going to die in
Infinity
War. We think
we're going to die. Okay. And whoever gets the most points gets ice cream.
It's like... We're betting on how many people are going to die. That's really sad. I mean, I know it's not real. It's still sad.
Whoever loses has to eat a Tide Pod. No, don't do that, kids.
We're not doing Darwinism, okay?
Please don't do
that's
that.
That's dumb. Why would you even mention that?
I don't know. People are dumb.
You know?
Anyway.
I mean, if we're going to be eating anything, I'd rather have a Sprinkles cupcake.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. How are we going to do this? Rock, paper, scissors? Actually, no. Ladies first.
You're such a gentleman.
I'm such a gentleman.
You're such a gentleman. Mm-hmm. You're up to something.
I am.
He's evil. Okay, so I can just, doesn't have to be in any kind of order. I just pick whoever.
Pick one.
Okay, pick one. Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch?
Yeah, I wanted to throw that curveball out there.
Scarlet Witch.
Do you want to hear my reasoning why?
I want to hear your reasoning why.
Okay, I think Scarlet Witch, because of that connection that she has with Vision, that she might use her body to like block whatever she feels is going to happen to him. She's probably going to do anything in her power to protect them.
Interesting.
Because she knows he has the stone.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Do they already know about the gauntlet? Because I feel.
I don't think they know about the gauntlet. I know Thor probably knows. Thor and Loki know about the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Because they had it, or they had a fake one.
So I chose Scarlet Witch. Who are you choosing?
My choice.
You got your marker there.
Are you ready, people? My choice
We're all sitting at the end of our
seats. We're going to break some hearts here.
Oh, dear. Let me guess. It's going to be Captain America. Am I right?
Yeah, it's super Captain America.
Captain America.
Captain America, you're dead.
Why do you think Captain America?
They've just set him up to be like, it's his time to retire and die. And on top of that...
Titron.
On top of that, in the comics, Captain America died in Civil War. Mm. Which, I mean...
He also said, Hail Hydra, so there's that.
Okay, yeah, and we're not going by that. That's weird. But I just think it's time for him to die. He's given up the Captain America mantle. It's his final showdown. I think it's just time for him to die.
It's the final countdown. Okay, sorry. All right. My bad, guys.
Your
okay.
turn.
My turn, okay. Is Nebula Gamora's sister?
Adopted sister, yeah. That is...
Adopted sister.
Thanos' adopted daughter, who has claimed she will try to kill Thanos.
She's going to see Daddy be like, I love you. And he's going to be like, shut up, and then kill her. That's more like it's going to happen. I really don't want Groot to die. I'm going to go with... See, there's alcohol in my brain right now. So
in your brain.
It's in my brain.
In your brain.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, it starts here. I mean, that's the next step, right? It goes to the back of the brain.
Yeah, that's where it goes.
I mean, I studied anatomy. I know how it works.
Yep.
Okay. And you said we can't choose the same person.
You can't pick someone I picked. Can't pick Captain America.
I'm going to say Gamora.
Gamora.
Yeah.
Why Gamora?
Because I feel like she's finally going to, like, realize that she has feelings for Star-Lord. And she'll realize it in the final moments.
But Gamora is like Thanos' favorite daughter. But I think, man, it's still possible. It's funny, on my original list, I also put Gamora. So.
Now you can't choose her.
It's a good one.
Ha.
All right, my turn. And this one's sort of an obvious one, to be honest. Oh, I put down yours. No.
You know,
I messed up.
That's what I have to live with every day.
You ready, guys?
I even have it marked that his side and my side, and he still marks my side. I love you, babe.
I'm special. Hawkeye.
No.
Hawkeye's dying.
No, I love Hawkeye. He's
for sure dying.
Why Hawkeye?
Oh, come on. They gave him a family and everything. He's super dying. He's the glue that holds the team together.
And this is why we can't have nice things.
He's super dead.
It's people like you. It's why you're not allowed to write.
But yeah, Hawkeye is totally dead.
I believe it. I'm going to fight that one.
Okay.
I'm going to fight it.
Who are you going to pick?
See, I'm kind of torn on two of them. How many are we choosing? We're choosing five?
Five
people? Okay. This was... Since you didn't put her on there... But I'm going to say Drax. I would have picked Mantis, but I'm going to say Drax just because, again, the same thing. Like, their bond that kind of formed after the last time. Like, they kind of felt a little bit of that connection, and even though he called her ugly and made
that's
her
a good point.
Almost cry. Because I think that's what's going to end up happening is the people that are, like, super drawn to each other and everything, they're going to do anything in their power to protect them, and in the end, they'll die.
You're right. I probably should have included Mantis in this one. I just thought she was kind of a minor character.
You're done messed up.
Oh, well. But Drax. I was actually going to put Drax, too. So you actually took that one from me.
Ha!
Yeah. Drax is the other character who said he wants to kill Thanos.
Yeah, because he killed, like, his whole planet, right?
Yeah. Or he killed his daughter or something. His family.
And wife. Yeah. But I thought it was, like, all his people.
Yeah. Something like that. But, yeah, he's... Yep. He's supposed to kill Thanos, but I'm pretty sure he is going to die.
Am I the only one drinking?
No.
I've hardly ever.
You're drinking more than I have. I gotta catch up.
Yep. All right.
On a Thursday.
It's your turn.
I'm gonna mark the correct side this time.
Yeah, the one that says Nick and it's actually in your color.
Yeah.
I even gave him a specific color for his.
This is tough.
You made the list, so. It's all on you, babe. All on you.
Right.
Oh, and just to let y'all know, we actually went to go see Black Panther on Monday.
That was great.
It was amazing.
It was really great.
I was really excited. And I'm just like, hey, Marvel, why isn't there a Mexican or some kind of Hispanic superhero? I see all these people from Africa and it's great. I love it. It's great.
Where's your Mexican one?
Where's my Mexican one?
Yeah.
Or any kind of Hispanic thing.
What would...
It doesn't even
what
necessarily...
What would the Mexican superhero
Does it become? Matter?
I'm curious
it
what you would
matter.
Say it is. If I say any sort of superhero, it's immediately...
Chupacabra. No. No, that'd be bad.
Because if I say any sort of superhero, it's immediately racist.
So only I can say it?
Only you can say it.
Mm. No, maybe it's safe. But, I mean, still. I mean, come on.
Okay, so I'm going to pick someone. I'm iffy about it, but I'm pretty sure. I'm just going to say it because everyone else is probably thinking it.
No, please take your time.
It's going to be Vision.
Yeah. See, I was stuck between Vision and what was her name?
Scarlet. Vision and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, I was stuck between those two. But
yeah,
I feel...
a tough one.
No, not Nacho Libre. Nacho Libre is not. He was played by Jack Black. That does not count at
it's
all.
It's funny. I said the same thing.
Yeah, you said the same thing and looked at me really serious, and I almost punched you in the face. Because, no. It's just, no.
So, yeah, I think the reason I'm uneasy about Vision, so they show us, everyone expects Vision to die because we're pulling the stone out of his head.
Well, yeah.
But it's also possible that they pull a stone out of his head, he becomes human, and then, like, I don't know, like, he somehow gets some other source of power, maybe an arc reactor or something, and he ends up being the hero to save the day.
An arc reactor in the forehead?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know.
It's not a fully great theory, but it's, you know.
Also, in the trailer, didn't they show him in, like, human form, though? Like, not even with the spell?
No, he has a yellow...
He
still has a yellow light on his forehead.
So he just made himself with skin and not, like, just muscle? Because I'm pretty sure in the trailer it shows him. And
I don't know why, though. And I don't know why.
Oh, I didn't know why you were looking at me like that.
No, because I'm thinking about the same thing you are. Oh. All right, your turn.
I'm reading the comments, sorry. No, stretchy pants. Only I can wear stretchy pants, and they're called leggings. And Captain America.
Yeah.
Just because.
By the way, we have two live videos going on, so we're getting comments from both.
Yeah. Okay, my turn. I think I'm just going to go with Iron Man.
Oh.
That was your next
one. No,
it?
But why Iron Man? That's a tough bit.
Like, no, for...
Iron Man and Captain America are the two big ones. One of them are going to die.
He's already kind of had, like, a suicide attempt before.
Yeah.
Think about it.
That's actually the reason I didn't pick him.
But, I mean, he kind of did that for the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
The whole thing where he, like, flew into the black hole, and then it closed, and we weren't sure if he was coming down. All of a sudden, there comes Iron Man. But, I just feel that way, that, like, for some reason, he likes to think he's the answer to everything because he's Iron Man, but...
Well, you know, the one...
And also, out of all of them, he's the most human.
Yeah.
I mean... So, yeah.
But, you know, like, the one big reason you might have a chance there is because this is the 10-year anniversary of Marvel Cinematic Universe, which started with Iron Man. So it would be really great. It'd be a really interesting, like, 10-year anniversary.
What would Robert Downey Jr. do with his face? Like, he's known for the beard. Like, he's known for that look. I mean, he has it even without filming.
Who would he be? You got some good ones in here.
I know, because I'm smart.
I can't decide.
I didn't go to Texas Tech. Damn fighting words.
Yep. I'm gonna go with... I'm gonna go with Nebula.
You think?
Yep, I'm going with Nebula.
I didn't really care for her to begin with, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but
she was the robotic one, and like she breaks in a million pieces and she just grossly like puts herself back together.
It's weird. But I feel like what's gonna happen is Nebula might die. This one's tough. She may die saving her sister or something like that. Like it'll be super dramatic and then it'll be just Gamora. It's a stretch, but
that's a really far stretch. I didn't know you were that flexible.
Mm-hmm. Your last person.
Just gonna go out on a limb on one of these. I think I'm mostly just doing this because it's your favorite. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange? No.
Okay, since your boxes are so off, I'm just gonna do a check mark right here.
There you go, yeah.
Because it wasn't done. Yeah.
So wrong.
I don't know.
Doctor Strange?
I just.
What's your reasoning? Why do you think Doctor Strange came back?
Because I'm feeling Games of Thronesy.
Oh.
Just kill your favorite.
Yeah. Got a little bit of Cersei in you.
A little Cersei in me. That's weird. I don't like that. No, I don't want to be Cersei. I don't know. Just because I don't really know much about his character to begin with. Like I watched part of the movie. I wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
I don't know. He tried to explain it to me. I kind of zoned out anyway. So there's that.
Who do I pick? I'm going to go with the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, I was going to either choose him or...
Rocket?
No. Black Widow.
Oh, I should have picked Black Widow. I didn't even think of that one. Oh, dang it, I should have put Black Widow. yeah.
Budapest.
I think...
But can you imagine Black Widow and Hawkeye dying together, though? That'd be really sad.
Man, I should have picked Black Widow. Because here's what I really think is going to happen. Something's going to set Hulk, Bruce Banner off. In the last Thor movie, he mentioned that if he goes Hulk, he'll be Hulk permanently.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think that's going to happen in this movie. Like, he's going to go Hulk permanently. And I should have picked Black Widow. Because Black Widow dying may do that.
Mm-hmm. She might try to stop them.
Yeah. Can I go back and pick Black Widow?
Nope. Mm. You have made it permanent with this marker.
I should have picked Black Widow.
Your fault. Because I still win.
I don't think that's what it's Anyway, thank you so much for watching our video. And be sure to check out our podcast. Go to mydrunkenfandom.com and give us a listen. Share us with your friends. We just got started. And we would love your support.
So we have Facebook. We have our own website. We're on iTunes. We got an Instagram account, although our Instagram account does not say My Drunken Fandom. If you go to our website, you can figure that out.
Yeah. It's a little confusing.
So we will be recording our next podcast tomorrow, which is, as we mentioned from the beginning, going to be on Marvel. So if you guys are on here and if you have any theories that you want to talk about, just leave it in the comments and we'll figure it out from there.
Absolutely.
And it'll help us out. And help me in what to research on Pinterest.
That's actually a great idea. If you are a huge Marvel fan, go to mydrunkenfandom.com and scroll to the bottom. There is a message section. Send us your Marvel theories and we will talk about them.
All right, guys. Have a good night and
cheers.
Cheers. Bye. Bye, guys.